3. Dorothy.
Kel Supreme, bitches, I'm not dead. Believe me, I'm just as shocked as you are. When the Emerald Palace started crumbling around me and that god-awful Amy Gum left me to die, I thought I was a goner. There I was, inches from death, abandoned by Amy and her dimwit boy toy, after everything I've done for Oz. These kinds of situations really lead you to face your own mortality, do you know what I mean? Some people say their entire life flashes before their eyes. At the moment the palace fell, I totally expected to die, and I wasn't happy about it. But I've led an exciting and productive life and accomplished a lot. People would definitely remember me after I passed. I had to be content with that. A huge chunk of the cavern crashed down right next to my head. I closed my eyes and prepared to say goodbye. And then the floor fell out beneath me, and I tumbled into the arms of the handsomest man I'd ever seen, just like that. That was how I met my current fiancé, the Gnome King. So romantic, don't you think? I couldn't have staged it better myself. Although, of course, I had no idea at that exact moment who he was or how on earth he'd gotten there, in the nick of time, too, or that shortly I'd be planning our wedding, or that I'd also be working on thwarting an extremely diabolical plot against poor little moi. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Back to my rescue. He gently laid me on a silver sleigh pulled by some of his soldiers. They were all clad in identical black uniforms, and discs of light were embedded in their foreheads. This light lit our way down the tunnel. I couldn't help but wonder if they'd been born that way, or if the Gnome King had someone like Scare come up with clever inventions. Instead of running on snow, the sleigh moved across stone just as smoothly. It was piled high with red velvet blankets and pillows. My rescuer got into the sleigh next to me and poured some water out of a silver flask onto a soft cloth, dabbing the